Are you seeking more energy, inspiration, wisdom? If so, you're not alone. Each episode is a glimpse into the live discussions we're creating at TogetherWeSeek.online. I'm JJ DiGeronimo, a lightworker and curious soul, interviewing some amazing practitioners and lightworkers to explore inspiration and ancient wisdom with the goal of illuminating our knowing, brightening our path, and further manifesting our work. I'm so thrilled you're here with us today because I have one of my new friends, Elizabeth Golden, with me. We met in New York City a few months ago. She has so much light and energy. I was drawn to her and I was just super excited to not only experience her energy, but also her products. Elizabeth had a beautiful array of these pyramids in front of her. And some of the work that's been happening to me recently has been coming through pyramids. So for those of you that can see in the video, she has these beautiful chakra oils, which she designed over a decade ago. And so Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, JJ. It's wonderful to be here with you, with your beautiful shining lights and who you are. You're amazing, amazing change maker on this planet. Beautiful soul. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And, you know, as a healer that you are, I know you're into so many different practices and modalities. How did this come to you? How did you know that you were a healer?
It was a journey for me. When I created the oils in my company, Golden Earth, over 20 years ago, it was a journey for me, really, with learning that I was a healer and that I was mostly intuitive in my life, because I always felt different. I always felt like I didn't belong here. And so when I was creating the oils, I was asking spirit to help guide me so that the oils would be healing and all my products would be healing. And that was my main idea. And so I didn't know that everybody didn't do that. It was just my idea of doing it. And I thought, oh, I'm going to create a wonderful line of products that are going to be healing and help people and support them in their daily lives with ease. Because if you just smell an oil, you receive a healing. And when I was in aromatherapy school, I thought, oh my goodness, this is great. I have to share this. So that's why I created Golden Earth. And so for me, it was just basically a gateway for people to start to be able to heal their lives. And everybody does it differently, and everybody's attracted to different healing modalities. And so aromatherapy was basically my gateway to me waking up to more of who I am. Because I, at the time, didn't know that I was a healer or what was going on with me. So it was the way that I began to find out more about myself, as well as helping other people through the oils.
That's so beautiful. Now, did you love flowers when you were younger? I mean, when you think about what you do now with aromatherapy and healing and your intuition, did you have glimpses of this as a child?
No, I didn't.
So you're just in aromatherapy school and then you decide you're going to make oils? Like, how does this come about? Because to me, I'm like, wait a minute, something's missing.
Well, I think sometimes I'm very idealistic and I think, oh, I could do this. I try things. I try to live in the moment as much as possible my whole life. I don't really make long-range plans. And so I was in this school and I thought, oh, everybody should know about essential oils. It was kind of, for me, it was like simple, right? And at the time, I didn't know that everybody didn't know about essential oils. And the green movement hadn't started yet. Nobody was all about, oh, what's in your products? Like now, everybody's about that. But at the time, nobody was about that. So it was more, I was early and I was trying to introduce it to people. And it was really an interesting journey for me because I didn't realize that most people didn't have the awareness. They didn't know the difference between a fragrance and an essential oil.
So I definitely want to ask you about sort of how did you, the product, come to fruition? But before that, like, did you have self-doubt in the process or even when you had the products? Like, were you thinking like, how am I going to sell these? Or who am I to be making these?
No, I didn't have any of that. I just kept pushing forward and kept thinking, I'm going to create this company. And I wasn't thinking really about all those things in the beginning. But as I was creating, and I did a lot of trade shows, and I did whatever I could. I showed up wherever I could, and I did trade shows. I did local shows. I did whatever, you know, to introduce them to people. But I don't have a salesy personality, and I don't carry them with me and just start talking to people about my products all the time, because I think it's an intrusion personally. So I don't have that kind of personality. I'm not a salesperson. And so that was probably what I didn't realize about having a product line, is that you really need to be a salesperson, and you need to be on it all the time. And it needs to be the number one thing you're focused on. And for me, it wasn't the number one thing I was focused on. My focus is more on healing and how somebody's feeling and if it's helping them, because I want my products to be helpful to people. It's not, I don't want to sell somebody something they don't want or they don't need or they can't relate to. It's, I don't have that personality. So that was, I guess, why it's been hard for me to get out there as a business in the business world, because I'm just not made like that. I'm made more in, I would like to help you. I'd like to somehow enhance your life, create wellness for you, not about, I want to just sell you something. So
I think that's important to recognize, because there's so many healers that I meet that either have a product idea or in the mix of the product idea, but having a plan to integrate it into the work that you're doing, or, you know, even though you went to all these shows, I feel like a lot of folks would connect with your products, which just going to show thing. I mean, you have 7 of these oils that align with the chakras. You've built this beautiful card that really aligns each chakra with the state of imbalance and the state of wellness, and how these oils actually allow you to move from the imbalance state to the wellness state. So you have a lot of thought around these oils. Plus, to mention, as you mentioned before, you know, there's no sulfates, there's no paraffins, there's no fragrances, and it's PETA friendly. So there's just a lot of thought around these. So how did you go from, okay, I'm going to create these oils, to like the boxes, like in the shortest form for people that have a product on their mind? Like, did you get some help to figure out how to productize this, or was it something that came to you intuitively?
It was intuitive. And I also worked with several graphic designers. And because it's a spiritual product, the reason why it's in that box is because that box represents a pyramid. And anything inside of a pyramid, if you put something inside of a pyramid, it increases the energy in it. And so that's why I did it, because the essential oils are basically inside of a pyramid and increases the healing energy in the oils. And that was the reason why I put them in those boxes.
It's funny, because I have a place out in Vermilion, Ohio that has come to me that I do events in, and it's an estate with all these pyramids. Wow. The whole building is pyramids. So I've had pyramids coming to me in every which way. I believe it has a little bit to do with some other energy, maybe surrounding the planet or on. So I can completely relate to the pyramid. So some of the people you hired to do this, definitely graphic designers. Did you hire anyone else to productize the oils to get them kind of the way they are today, just how beautifully organized and presented they are?
I work directly with my graphic designer. We work together, which is wonderful. We sit side by side and we go through the whole process together. I help find a lot of the designs, and then I give them to her, and then we sit together. That's when the magic happens. It's incredible. We just click really well. And we've been working together now for probably 11 years. But she's been amazing in my life. Very supportive incredible.
I just love it. I just love the things that you're doing. And so how did you find the bottles? Like, even did you just buy them online? I mean, do you have a process set up in your house where you're making the oils? Like, how does that come together?
I just had a vision how I wanted them to look, because I wanted them to look nice. I wanted them to look more sophisticated. So I used frosted bottle. And I prefer those bottles personally. And it's just more, I probably personally, how I wanted it to look. So they are still handmade, yes. And I still, when I make them, my energy goes into them. So they're not processed by some large plant somewhere where I'm not involved. I am definitely involved because I want the energy to be healing. I mean, that's the whole point of the products. I wouldn't have made the products if they weren't healing.
I'm just going to show you. So the pyramid box, and then inside is the bottle. Just so beautiful. You can see this on the YouTube channel. Together we see the bottles, and each one is aligned with chakras and they're named. And then there's a series of questions that are included on which chakra needs balancing. And that comes on the back of the card with it. So it's great to talk to women that are not only healers, but create products for the world. I feel like it's a whole nother step to add a product to the offering that you're providing. And, you know, it sounds like it's still very much in your center. You're doing everything at your house. You're working with a graphic designer, you're putting it together and then shipping them out. And I feel like it's just so beautiful because a lot of people that are in the healing space have ideas, and I'm always trying to foster them to really lean into those ideas because you don't know what connections it's going to make or what doors it's going to open or how it's going to further your growth. So how is having this product furthered your offering or how you come or show up as a healer?
Well, as I said, this really opened doors for me. It really opened me up more to who I am, because just creating this business, even though it's not known per se out in the world, it has opened doors for me to become a healer. I've met so many people that have just enhanced my life. I met my spiritual teacher, who is amazing, and I'm so grateful for, and it's just changed my life in ways that I never could have imagined. And so had I never created my product and never walked through that doorway, and if I didn't have the confidence to do that, my life would not have changed as much as it has. It's basically brought me out as a healer. And I was shown that I am a healer. I didn't know I was a healer when I started my Golden Earth Company. I had no idea. I just knew I wanted to help. I didn't know that that was a healer type personality. And I didn't know that that's who I was innately as a soul. So it's just been really an interesting journey for me. And I'm very grateful. It's been amazing. And it's changed my life in ways I never could have imagined. And it's led me to my path as a healer. And now I'm able to help other people. And I'm very grateful that I have the gift.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And I feel the same way about my books. Like, my books have opened doors for me to meet and have discussions that I wouldn't have had I not written the books. And I feel like the universe ushers us along in ways that's hard to understand when you're in it. But then you look back and you're like, oh, this makes so much more sense. So tell us a little bit about the healing that you do today.
I am an energy healer, clairvoyant, and I help people create balance in their lives. I help them in so many ways. It's really hard to put it into words sometimes, but it's really just helping them to let go of things that no longer serve them and step into their own power, because really that's what it's about. Most of the things that people are clearing already happened. It's in the past. And there's nothing that any of us can do about the past except let it go. And that's what I try to remind everybody, is don't get stuck on something that's already happened. You know, and I say that to myself too, you know, because it happens to all of us, right? And the more that you can let go and not hold on to it, because if we keep it in present time, it can invalidate us. It can keep us from moving forward. It can really keep us stuck, right? So to let the past have that much power over us so that we can't move out of something and move into who we truly are, I just think it's very important, and I think it's very empowering. And I think that there's a lot of change going on right now with a lot of people, and even with my clients and people who I see, to manage this energy and the change that's happening right now is a little bit intense for some people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having a little bit of spiritual guidance, being able to clear energy, being able to be present and be grounded and just really feel more empowered instead of being stuck in something or feeling like, you know, victim, maybe, like, why is this happening? And how come this doesn't change? You know, that type of thing, you know, and also learning not to take it seriously. you know, learning how to be neutral, learning how to let go. It's all a process, and it's what I help guide people with. And yeah, it's amazing.
I feel so just centered just talking to you. When we first started talking, I had all this energy like in my, like around my root chakra and just above. And now I feel like you're like a natural clearer of energy because I feel like it's just zoomed right down my legs. And I love that. So you have ways for people to work with you. And I know we talked about some of them before we started, but can you share some of the ways that people can find you? Because they may be feeling what I'm feeling, which is a natural clearing.
Thank you. Well, you're very willing. And that's the key also to any spiritual work is to be willing, you know, because the healer appears, but then you have to be able to receive help and be willing to do, you know, whatever it is. And it's really about you, you know, whoever it is. So, and you're very aligned and you're very connected and all of that. So let's see, I have a website, elizabethisgolden.com is my healer website, and goldenearth.net is for my essential oils.
I just know people are going to reach out to you because I can feel your energy. So Elizabeth is Golden is where they find you. Elizabethisgolden.com. And that's where you have the different services and offerings that you have. And if you want to see the oils, goldenearth.net.
Yes.
That's so great. And as we're closing, are there any thoughts you want to share or things that are coming to you?
Well, I just want to say thank you to you. I really appreciate you having me and connecting and all of that. And you're amazing. And really just allow for everybody, just allow yourself to open up to healing, open up to whatever it is that's going to be beneficial for you, whatever it is that's going to feed your heart, that's going to create self-love and self-care, because that's really what healing your life is. And it's really something that we all need to learn because it's really not taught. And so it's just one of those things that evolves over time that I feel. So whether it's me or whatever it is that you love to do or whatever it is that makes your heart sing and makes you feel good, embrace that.
I love that. I love that. And I feel like the folks that listen to this are not only helping and healing others, but they're on their own journey. And I think for many of us, just continuing to hear that one, we don't have it all figured out. And sometimes we lean into things that are calling us without really understanding why. And two, that we have the ability to ground or release energy. And sometimes we need to find people to help us do that. So I think that's a good reminder for everybody. And three, that this is like a learning place, that we're here to experience what we're going through, but finding a friend or a healer to help work through it sometimes to kind of get you on your way.
Yes, definitely. And also, I teach spiritual tools. And so I like to empower people. I don't necessarily want someone to be dependent on me. I want to empower them and give them tools so they can, you know, ground, clear their own energy, and just learn more about what's going on in the unseen world. Because most of us are focused out here, what we see with our eyes, right? And that's not all there is. Definitely not. We're so much more than that. So it's just, and it's simple. The tools are very powerful, very simple. And it's just really a good way to empower yourself and love yourself and take care of yourself. So,
well, I love that, Elizabeth. And I hope you'll add some of the things that you're doing coming up inside the community, Together We Seek that online. Women are always looking for different ways to come together. And I feel like the community provides an opportunity to share the work that we're doing beyond the network that we already have. So thank you so much for joining us, sharing your products, and sharing your work.
Thank you so much.
And that's a wrap. See you again here and over at togetherweseek.online, where you can join live discussions with energy practitioners, healers, and spiritual leaders. See you there.